Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What my entire job is when I get off air is I'm constantly curating and thinking and brainstorming ideas that the audience is either going to find fascinating or feeling like they want to engage with.
Right.
Like that's where I'm at.
Right.
Whether that be on YouTube, whether it's on radio, whatever. And so I maniacally obsess all day about these teams and about unique perspectives to bring to the airwaves, to the audience. And I genuinely have hit a roadblock in my career in the sense of career. I mean, it sounds ridiculous when I say it like my career, but like,
what is though?
Just doing this job. Like, yeah. Is like, do people that listen to us at 95.7 The Game, do they, if they had to choose one or the other, is it the action, meaning the games, breaking down the strategy and the games and like what happened or what should happen or the personnel or the decisions that are involved all in the games or the actual games themselves, the breakdowns of a double play or trying to hold a runner on or, you know, that third and one short yardage situation? Or do they want just straight up narratives and they want the transactions and they just want to hear about who could the Warriors get? Who could they be targeting? What second baseman is available on the Marlins right now that you've never heard of that I should be bringing up?
And why do people like that, Joe? Because it gives them hope. As a fan,
sure.
That's why. So you're always constantly
sure.
Thinking about it in the future. Like when you're seeing all these moves getting done around the NBA, Jrue Holiday getting traded, Kevin Durant getting traded. Like, wow, are the Warriors, could they potentially be in on some of these deals? Like, wow, that'd be really exciting. After all entire offseason last year, it was Lauri Markkanen, Paul George. Hell, you mentioned LeBron James maybe. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Like, you were kind of linked to all these different players, and he ended up with Buddy Hield, Slo-Mo, D'Anthony Melton. I was like, okay, great. And then you ended up getting a huge splash at the trade deadline, which is another part of all this. If you don't do anything this summer, you have the trade deadline. But again, that's another looking towards the future still. That's another more transaction conversation. I do like also, though, just asking straight up the audience, what topics are fatiguing you? 888-957-9570. Because I got to be honest, I've been a producer for a long time, too, prior to being a host. And the amount of times I got people just calling in. Thank you. Just
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up.
Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Being like, oh, we're talking about this again? Like, just the, no, seriously. Like, and Sam knows this. Carter knows
we're
this.
We're taking people behind the scenes here today.
We are.
That's, look, there were no games yesterday. We're having a little fun. And I'm genuinely curious because I want to be able to serve my audience through these summer months and into the football season like the right way. Like, what do you guys really like? I want to know.
And I want to know what they like and what they don't like. So this is your opportunity to call in right now or text 888-957-9570. The topics we should be discussing more and the topics you just cannot stand. 888-957-9570.
So like Joe, I think there's this like term that we use in the industry, narratives. My head is ready to explode when I hear that term, the narratives. And when you start going big picture, when there was a sweet game yesterday and there's like situational stuff that happened, even if it's a mundane Giants game, my setting is always like, dude, the game I just watched matters more 9 times out of 10 than any hypothetical trade that you could throw down the way. But there are so many times where I come on air and I start talking about, I'll just use like the second half of the Warriors-Jazz game. I'm going to use the Jazz as an example. Right. Pre-Jimmy Butler. Nobody was calling in on that. But if we were like, hey, should we trade Jordan Poole for CP3?
Well,
you know,
the place went crazy. The perfect example was what? You made the trade for Rafi Devers and the Giants had just lost to their hated rival 2 out of 3 games, but we dubbed one of the biggest series of the year, which turned into a series that no one cared about.
Well, and like, it's ironic because I came in on Monday and I said, like, I think we talked about it for 30 seconds. That might have been Logan Webb's best start of his entire career.
There you go. And then that was it.
It was one of the most impressive things I've ever seen.
He was going
up
against their ace and Yamamoto, right?
It was incredible. Yeah. Casey Schmidt hit one of the sickest grand slams I've ever seen with one of the sickest, like, celebration, like, looks into the dugout. What did we spend? A grand total of 4 seconds talking about it?
Yeah, because Devers was there. It was like, and I even had a whole, you know, spiel about the fact that they signed Rafi Devers made this Giants season a success no matter what. Like, that's truly how I feel about that transaction and what it means for this team and what it signals going forward to the rest of the league and what Buster Posey has done. Again, it's kind of a narrative conversation. The narrative around the Giants shifted when they made that trade. That is why people have such a gravitas to those certain subjects. When Kevin Durant signed here, Joe, what did that signal to you in that moment? It wasn't even about the games, honestly, kind of became irrelevant because you knew you were unstoppable. It's like, oh my God.
I hate that.
Like, you hate it?
I hate that.
But that's the truth. That's kind of the truth of the matter.
Yeah, but I did those shows. I did all those post-game shows during that 2018 season. And it was like, what I was watching was some of the most beautiful basketball of all time. And when you say the games were irrelevant, like, that ticks me off.
The regular season games,
but you're
because
not
you knew
wrong.
You
no.
were going to fast forward to the playoffs. And
yeah,
you
but see, that's the like, I'm sorry, dude. Like I get why you and a lot of other people have that setting, but that pisses my basic X's and O's instincts and my love of actual sports off. Like it ticks me off. This kind of has shades of the whole, like when we were talking about First Take the other day and how all you guys came up with First Take, and I'm like, yeah, that's sad. That makes me really sad.
Sure, but it also dominates the ratings, and that's why they do all that stuff on television, because why? That's what people want to hear about. We might hate it here locally, but the fact that they're playing the hits, quote-unquote, which is what? Cowboys, Lakers, Yankees. Unfortunately, outside of our own bubble, those are the national brands people care about.
What's the most popular thing? What's the most popular thing?
I don't agree with it, by the way. I don't like listening to it. I'm just telling you why they do it, and you know that.
What's the most popular thing we do here at 95.7 The Game on the Morning Roast in terms of a weekly? What's the most favorite thing for everyone in our audience online? It doesn't matter what it is or in real time.
Is it Bonte joining us in the studio?
Brian Baldinger once a week.
Oh, okay.
Would you agree?
Sure.
Would you guys all agree?
Yeah, Baldy.
Bonte's very popular. I'm not trying to dog Bonte.
No. But I'm saying like an interview with someone.
And
yes.
Baldy is, what is he? Very not narrative driven. Very like
matter of fact.
Yeah. This is what I saw. This is and maybe that's a lot to do with the NFL and how we discuss the NFL. But like, I think there's a a purity to the Brian Baldinger segment, which is why it resonates.
It's just dumb football.
Exactly. It's why it resonates with me. I get super excited. I think the audience gets super excited. Like, am I wrong?
Crack, crack, crack.
No. It's funny that you say all this, though, because I have on my morning roast soundboard right now, I have all these different narrative conversations that dominated our airwaves. And can I just play some of these? Can we just do that? I'm going to do that. By the way, the number is 888-957-9570. We're talking about topic fatigue. What are you tired of our station talking about, people?
Or just in general.
Or just in general. And what would you like to hear us talk about more? It's a simple question. We're giving you the opportunity. You call in all the time on these anonymous names and numbers, yelling at our producers. Come yell at us right now. 888-957-9570. Remember this last year, Joe? When you said you were rooting against the Giants? This is a great one.
There are times in life you root against your team. I know this sounds crazy. If you love your team, it's a long-term relationship. It's not about the singular year. And so I know I never root against my team guy is going to come down my road. Come down my road. I am rooting against the Giants because the reality is I don't want to watch Conforto anymore. I don't want to watch Yastrzemski and Slater. They're all nice guys individually, and I've rooted for them at times. I don't want to watch a pitching staff with one guy, Logan Webb, who I hand the ball to. I go, dear God, get me into the eighth inning this today. I need you to save us, Jesus. Oh my God. I cannot watch a team that has not had a 3-4-5 hitter that scares the other opponent in a decade since Buster Posey and Hunter Pence were roaming the field. I am rooting against the Giants. I needed to bottom out because I care about the, you know why? Because I'm going to be here longer than far on, and I'm going to be here the rest of my life, and I'm going to take my little son to games, and I don't want to watch this crap with my kid anymore.
That was a year ago?
That was a year ago today.
Oh, my God. Tell me
that almost to the hour, actually.
You tell me that that doesn't sound like someone who watched every single game during the Farhan era.
That was a guy that was fed up. That was a guy who had topic.
Sounds like a guy who was banging his head against the wall watching those Farhan games.
He had Giants fatigue from watching the games is what that sounded like. The games actually became fatiguing to watch for you as a fan, so much so that you were rooting against the team you love the most.
I know.
In a year? Look at that. How much a year changes things?
I was right about pretty much everything. I mean, you know.
I mean, the host that you're working. Hold on, the host.
Call David Lombardi. Let him know I was more right than him.
The host that you're working with is not the host you're working with now. A year later, Buster Posey takes over for Farhan. Everything shifted.
And now Jimmy Butler's on the field.
Here. Our pets' heads are falling off. Everything's changed. Yeah, Bonte's on the field now. The king. He's the king. Oh, man.
But no, like, look, and I know, like, for most people, they're like, baseball sucks. It's boring. I love the day-to-day stuff.
Now, that's
of
a fatiguing topic for me. Like, when people just, like, say, stop talking about baseball, I was like, just shut up. Like, no. Like, if that's one of yours, call in. Say it. Say it to my face. I don't want to hear about baseball. 888-957-9570. Give me the reasons why.
Look, if you don't
want to know why.
Yeah, but if you don't want to talk about the Farhan Giants, I gave it to you in that rant. Yeah. Like, they're platooning guys. We don't have any 3-4-5 hitters. Like, there's nobody in the rotation. Like, I was explaining to you why that team was boring, but I used the actual watching of the game to kind of, like, make my point.
Let me check myself, because I said shut up to all those people, and this is a judgment-free zone. Shout out Planet Fitness. I'm going to judgment-free zone if you want to talk about your topic fatigue. That was mean of me. You could come on and say, you know what? I don't like when you guys talk about baseball. I'm not going to tell you to shut up. That was mean of me. That was Bully Spadoni right there. We don't want to do that.
Shut up.
Thank you. Flem can say it. I can't. So if you're tired about the topics of the Giants and baseball in general, tell me why. 888-957-9570. Or if you want even more Giants, all the more power to you. Call in and tell me why. 888-957. Hell! Do you want to hear more Valkyries basketball? Do we not talk enough about that? The local WNBA team that is the hottest ticket in the Bay right now. They're selling out every single game. They're going to be the most profitable team in WNBA. Hell, in their first season, like, they're going to be more profitable than Caitlin Clark's Indiana Fever, right? And you don't think that if I'm, like, the WNBA circles, I'm not trying to, like, hey Caitlin, maybe you should go, like, think about going to the Bay. Not saying they're doing that. Shout out Collusion.
IMSQ, I think, is the one who's going to come.
Yeah, that's great. Give me Caitlin Clark.
But Joe,
as we're talking about NBA free agency.
Joe, I don't. As we talk about, like what people want, I don't know how many people are waking up in the morning like, man, I'm really like searching for that Valkyries talk,
no,
right?
No, exactly. But I want to hear from the people that say we don't talk enough about it. if they're going to call in and say
that. I actually think we've done a pretty good job discussing them on,
I do too.
You know, on days after. Now, there have been other, like, Devers is a bigger topic, you know, like, for the Giants and for the nation. The whole country was talking about Rafi Devers last week. And so, you know, we probably discussed the Giants more over the last 2 or 3 weeks at this station than at any point. I'm talking top to bottom lineup. Like, our show, the midday show with Steiny and Goo, Willard and Dibbs in the afternoon. I think we've done a brilliant job covering the Giants this year. And not just like narrative talk, like really breaking down games and how the staff looks and the bullpen. And I've been really like really happy with what we've done. I actually think we've taken a lot of how we cover the other teams. But like simultaneously, I see people that cover the Niners. And I'm like, I just don't like on June 24th, I'm not waking up like, oh, D winners in the outside linebacker, you know, camp battle for outside linebacker. That is not something that like resonates with me on June 24th. So I do believe that there are certain topics they have to be relevant and thinking about it on that particular day.
I'm actually curious to ask Anthony Slater in about an hour at 8:30, our 95.7 The Game Warriors insider. Now he's moving, by the way, from The Athletic back to ESPN where he originally was prior to The Athletic. So covering the league and the Warriors there for ESPN, joining us at 8:30. But I'm very curious to hear what like fans tell him. Because he does like some like a lot of columns, right? I'm sure he does like some Ask Me Anythings occasionally, like the mailbags, if you will. And I'm curious to hear the topic fatigue for him covering a certain team with the Warriors. And again, like he's going to play the hits. He knows what people want to hear about. But what I like about Anthony is he's not going to sugarcoat things. Like he's not getting paid from the organization. He's not a mouthpiece for them. He'll tell you like it is. And I'm very curious to hear what he would like to talk about more of and maybe what he plays and what he writes too much about. 888-957-9570, by the way. Topic fatigue is the topic at hand.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.